Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Hey guys, welcome to an all new episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your buddy Ryan. It is Sunday. Now listen, this I planned on doing this differently, but I was doing a pop culture roundup. Sophie's off this week and I was doing it with Dana Omari. You might know as at IG Famous by Dana. She's been on the show a bunch. You might know her Instagram account. She's great. We had already planned on doing this, but unfortunately the main story is Vanderpump Rules and Tom Sandoval and all of this really just horrid mess. And I thought I would get to a bunch of other pop culture stories, and we just didn't. I mean, I was going to town, she was going to town. So this is like an hour and 20 plus minutes of us trying to work through everything and bringing up a lot of other points in this. And I decided, why not just release it right now? Because I was also going to add on, because listen, I also have Andrea Denver from Summer House, who's back on Summer House tomorrow night, Monday night. So I'm going to release that episode tomorrow. This is just a bonus pop. This is a bonus episode, but it's not even, I mean, this is a full episode. This is very full. I just figure while all you guys are talking about this right now and looking for things potentially to listen to about this, and also just so I don't have to cloud up that Andrea, because Andrea, by the way, is just a bright ray of sunshine. We did the interview last week, and he's just such what to say. He's just such a sweetheart. He just brings a smile to my face. So that's going to be on Monday with a couple other pop culture stories, non-Vanderpump related. This is all Vanderpump related. So I don't want that to cloud up Andrea's sunshine, because that dude just makes me smile, and I think it's going to make you smile as well. So that'll be tomorrow. Had a great time. But yeah, like this is weird. You know, I'm getting my sense of humor back. We did a whole like hour and a half live Patreon yesterday. I know we got a lot of new subscribers to the Patreon, patreon.com/sobadit'sgood. You can still listen to that episode or watch that episode. It was just me working out a lot of my feelings and thoughts, like I am in this one as well. I do want to warn people, and I warn people on this, is just be careful where you're getting your information from. There are plenty of things to be angry at Tom Sandoval about, and he's genuinely seems like a very bad person in this situation. Be wary of who your sources are and where you're getting your material. As always, you're going to find out a lot of the true things that are true. Just be careful of adding things that are not true on top of it. I give a couple of examples in this, but you're going to see a lot of Dumois blinds, a lot of that. And I would just take, you know, I think 60-40, 60 true, 40 not. Just be wary and just remember that just because you're on a reality show doesn't mean you have a PR person or a crisis situation person. The things that we do know are true is that they are filming again. They'll probably get another episode or two out of this or a coda to the end of the season. So we do know a couple of things. We do know that a lot of this is true. Also, I didn't get to say this with the Dana thing, but Schwartz and Sandy's is open for business. And I had people there on Friday and Saturday that they're packed. So, you know, right now it doesn't seem to be hurting business any. I do question people of like, what are you going in for at this point? And Schwartz was there greeting everybody and stuff. And I saw some people post pictures with Schwartz and I kind of just like, guys, I mean, at this point, I don't know what the draw. I mean, it's exciting to meet people, but you know, once again, I was looking at these photos of like an apologetic looking Schwartz and it's like, how many apologetic looking Schwartz pictures can we get? Yeah. But I think this is one of those traps we fall into is, you know, I really, by the way, I would actually visit Schwartz and Sandy's again if they would guarantee that they would both go into therapy and work on their shit, because it doesn't seem that's doing any good. And remember, you know, Sandoval's apology statement last night, which we talk about, you know, he says he's going to step back. Dude, you were going to have to step back anyways because you're going to Winterhouse next week. So I just think this is very true, but it did not come in any kind of timetable that he was expecting. And also I read this really beautiful email somebody wrote me and I've got to reread it again because I was out having to run errands when it got sent, but it was saying that, oh, Tom Sandoval potentially needs a friend right now. And I, you know, like, and I just don't think that's me at this point. I get really angry. I'm a Taurus. I don't know if this is a Taurian quality, but I feel like when I really put myself behind somebody or I really make up my mind in my head that I believe them and I've turned out to be wrong. And I know that there's a lot of different facets to human behavior and the human psyche, myself included. I even sometimes am curious about my own behavior in the past where I've been like, well, if I think this way, why did I do this? I understand that, but this is very personal to me for some reasons, not like this has nothing to do with me. But I think sometimes when you really go to bat for somebody and really go, oh, I see this very clearly. It can kind of sting because you're like, man, it turns out I was really wrong. It doesn't mean he is just useless or washed up as a person for the rest of his life. No, obviously not. You know, he's not canceled. He's not any of those things. But he has some really wildly huge gaps in his judgment and what he thinks is, I don't know. I'm sure we'll find out way, way more. But this was recorded at 10 a.m. today, Pacific Standard Time. And I just figure, why not release it? And this is an hour and 20 minutes. But tomorrow I'll release the Andrea interview and a couple other pop culture stories because this is just all Vanderpump. So just know that going in. I hope you guys are doing good. I'm starting to bust out of this. It's really shitty weather in Los Angeles for the last week too, so that doesn't help anything. I feel like I'm in fucking Seattle, like I'm all like bumming out all the time now. But that's it. I hope you guys are doing good. What a weekend, horrible weekend. Prayers for Ariana. You know, I hate using the word stan, but we stan Ariana. I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody saying anything bad about Ariana right now. But that is where I stand right now. And here she is at IG Famous by Dana Omari. Welcome to an all new episode of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your Monday episode. This is your pop culture roundup. And nothing has happened over the weekend at all. There is zero. Nothing has happened in terms of reality shows, in terms of anything from Vanderpump Rules. So it's going to be probably like a 5-minute episode. No, there's so much to talk about, unfortunately. And with us to talk about this today is one of my favorites. You know her from the Instagram account, IG Famous by Dana. Dana Omari, welcome to the show. I'm sorry you have to come back to the show on such a tragic week.
Well, first of all, thank you. And tragic for the players involved. But, you know, for us fans, this is our Super Bowl.
You know what? I was thinking about that. I was talking about this on the Patreon I was saying if I could divorce myself for like, cause I know these people a little bit in real life. So, if I could divorce myself from that fact, I was wondering if I would love it because I had to rejigger the way I was thinking about this because in a sense, this is like Jax cheating on Brittany with Faith. I mean, but even worse, because I thought Tom Sandoval and Ariana were kind of a dream couple. What did you feel about them as a couple?
I did too. I mean, I remember that scene where she talks about her depression and he's just sitting there just absolutely obsessed listening with that couple, right? Like I'm obsessed with who they were then. And so for this to happen, I'm like, are any of us safe?
You're right. First off, Dana, I know you're with a dude. I hate to say this. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Don't trust him. Don't trust, and all you women out there, do not trust any of you. Don't trust me. Don't trust that dude. Don't trust any dudes. Turns out we all suck. I don't even know if there's an argument that can be made that not one of us doesn't suck. Like it is starting to, I mean, I got to tell you, I was ready to fight on Friday when I was starting to get messages about this because I was like, shut the F up. This is not true. This is the same kind of bullshit I always hear about them. It's not true. This came so far out of the blue for me. And I think that's why it was like, I've been sad. Like I actually felt real emotions, not reality show emotions. I felt real. And also I feel like a fucking idiot because I've been to bat for this dude over and over and over again. Even people saying, oh, what a loser, his music sucks. I'm like, no, it's fun. It's great. And like, listen, I've got Tom on my sweater right now.
I know,
now.
Right, like, there, is, right there.
I've got to like completely, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, how do you, But to your point though, this is kind of, if you were just a fan of reality shows, this is your Super Bowl. It just sucks that Ariana now seems to be the only real person left on Vanderpump Rules that right. You're like, oh, I don't want that to happen to her specifically.
Right. I mean, I don't know if I would wish this on anyone, but for it to be Ariana, it's well. we might have to come back to that and say who is this person. But no, I think the part that upsets me the most is that Jax was right. Like okay. Jax was right.
I need your opinion on this though, because this is that like everybody's like Jax is the number one guy in the group. Wow, I owe Jax an apology. No, you don't. Jax is a serial cheater himself.
Right.
So he was right about Tom. The only reason he was right is because he's just as big of a cheater douchebag as Tom is. Same goes for DJ James Kennedy. Lala, but same goes for Lala. Let's stop using pretzel logic to rewrite our own behavior and history. It's like, I'm glad Lala's getting all gussied up to go film, and I'm glad she's pro Ariana and she hates Tom. Awesome. But like, it's so funny that these are the people. Sorry, I'm coming in hot today. These are the people that are like, I told ya. Dude, you are like, you should shut up because the more we dig probably into your current life, Jax, the more that we probably would find something really weird.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. It's just more annoying that he is right. That's the part. Like, do we know that he's a serial cheater? Absolutely. Someone even posted, can't believe that Jax's relationship is the only one to survive. And I was like, not for lack of trying to ruin it. Like, yes. He has tried.
Yeah,
he
by the way, that's more on Brittany. Hey, if Brittany's been given plenty of hints, if she wants to say that's her business.
Right.
I do believe, and listen, I do believe in redemption. I do believe in that. But I think anybody taking a victory lap over this that's involved in the Vanderpump Rules cast is super odd, because I'm like, you seem to have some disconnect of your own behavior on these shows. Like, not one of these people goes, oh my God, the reason I know it's true is because I'm an extreme piece of shit as well. And that's why I know this feels really familiar. Like, none of these people are angels. The only angel I could really say is Ariana.
I know.
Is like, and that's the one thing is like, so this is true, you guys. This is true. I do want to bring up real quick. This just happened in the last hour and a half. Just to give an example of what's not true and what I think we can be better at as fans of these things and is that be really careful what you believe and what you read, because we get hit with a lot of information. I want to also point out again how easily information can be doctored. I could make a Instagram DM of Dana saying the wildest shit to me, and I could make it look really real, and I could do it within 20 minutes. That's not any kind of bragging. And I've never done that, but I've made posts that are joking like that. So this Patrick Summers guy, just to remind you, if you that name sounds familiar. He was the guy that inserted himself into the Lisa Rinna, Kathy Hilton feud with Aspen. And he said that he was working for Kathy. And then he went back and said he was working for Rinna. And then Rinna is so hungry that Rinna saw this stuff and kind of hopped on it too, of like, oh, you're working with Kathy. I found you out, Kathy. Not really doing any kind of due diligence. This guy has a weird fetish for putting himself in the, trying to put himself in the middle of Bravo drama. But basically, he doctored some information from his, oh, good. Best of Bravo took it down. That's good. Because, let me find
I know what you're talking about. He doctored like a DM with Tom where he's saying, oh, you were sleeping with my friend or something like that.
Well, so Real Moms of Bravo and Best of Bravo, which now both of them have taken it down, which I'm so thrilled about, was basically they were – he said he had a friend, Julia, that Tom was sleeping with as well and that he had to pay for an abortion. And then he has doctored things of Tom talking to him in DMs of like, I'm sorry, Patrick. I'm going to take care of it. Say I'm sorry. First off, you've always got to look at, like, I know it's so exciting to find out all of this horrible news. Like, it is. Just as a reality show lover, it's really exciting. But then you got to always think about the messenger, and that's why Reddit, like, Reddit has pearls of truth. But remember, it's like, I'm Raquel's best friend, and this is all of the information. You've got to really be careful of what you choose to believe. But, yeah, this, I can also tell you, I can point out, well, now they're down, but I could point out inconsistencies in the photoshopping. And the other thing was, no offense to Tom, or all offense to Tom, but Tom doesn't fucking check his Instagram DMs. Tom is barely on Instagram. Tom did a shitty apology, which we're going to get to next. but I just want to say, this is already really bad, and there's going to be more stuff to come out that will be really bad, that will be really true. We don't need to then just believe, like, Tom is a serial killer. He killed everybody in the Northern California region between this year and yet. Just be careful. Now, what did you think of Tom Sandoval's apology that was released last night?
That it was absolute bullshit. Are you joking? I mean, I know that a lot of the PR people are the ones who write these things, but like, we...
not this one.
Right.
I believe Tom wrote this.
Okay. I was going to say, if a PR person wrote that, they should be immediately, effective, immediately fired. Like, goodbye. But he doesn't mention Ariana. That was the first glaring, like, red flag. He's like, please keep spending money at my businesses and be really nice to my best friend, Tom Schwartz. But nothing.
Well, yeah. I mean, if anything, I would think Schwartz was the love of his life again. But this was the apology, you guys. Hey, I fully understand and deserve your anger and disappointment. Remember, I do Sandoval with a little bit of a lisp. But please leave Schwartz, my friends and family, out of this situation. Schwartz specifically only found out about this very recently and most definitely did not condone my actions. This was a very personal thing. Also, Schwartz and Sandy's might have my name on it, but also there are 3 other partners and 20 employees who especially rely on the restaurant for income for them and their families. Just like TomTom, I'm a small part of a much bigger thing. Please direct your anger towards me and not them. They did nothing wrong. I'm so sorry that my partners Greg, Brett, and Schwartz and our employees have to suffer for my actions. I will be taking a step back and taking a hiatus out of respect for my employees and partners. I need some time to address everything else. Sorry for everything. And you're right. The main thing is I'm missing that I'm sorry Ariana energy. Like, how are you sorry for Schwartz and Sandy's over Ariana?
Exactly. And he's literally saying, please keep coming to my business. Please keep spending your money. Ultimately, he didn't even apologize to Schwartz in a way of it being like, I know this is affecting your personal life too. It was Schwartz, sorry, business might suffer. That's
it. I mean, but also, dude, you should have thought about that before you were a flipping idiot in who you chose to like get with. And listen, Raquel,
Rachel, let's call her by her real name.
Well, or Rasnail. I call her Rasnail. Like a snail. Like, listen, at a certain point, you can only blame Sheena for putting ideas in your head so many times. At a certain point, Raquel also is a very big part of this. There is, I'm sure, a power dynamic that is much more favored in Tom Sandoval's court. And I've been around all, this is why it's so shocking, is that Raquel, I can never get a beat on her personality. And you can kind of see that on TV.
She doesn't have a personality.
It just seems like she's a deer in headlights. So it's even hard, but now I'm finding it hard to argue against, of the, Is she some kind of master manipulator, but she just comes off as really boring? Like, what is, where is, because the Schwartz thing, and by the way, that's the other misconception I keep hearing. Schwartz is covering up for Sandoval. That's what this all is. No. Schwartz is covering up for his own bullshit. Like, go down the path of Schwartz and that Joe girl, sniff that out, and that will give you more answers than this. But trust me, this isn't some master thing that, like, Schwartz and Sandoval are, you know, really fun-loving, charismatic dudes, but they are not the brightest bulbs in, you know what I'm saying? They're not, like, this is not some,
you wouldn't cheat off of them in school, right?
Yes, exactly, which is, like, it takes all kinds of people. I'm not, like, who cares, but I'm just saying they're not, like, they're not good at this. Right. And if they were good at this, his phone wouldn't have fallen out on Wednesday night and Ariana seen a video of Raquel doing something disgusting. Like, you would be smarter than that if this was the path you were going down. In your opinion, as a woman, how do you think Sandoval was planning on getting out of this? How do you think, because if that phone had not fallen out on Wednesday night and Ariana found this, how do you think this would have played out? And also, I want to assure you guys, too, of stay away from the this is for the show. It's very much not for the show. They are going to use it in the show now, but this is in no way. Like, I know this is very, like, I know people that are not involved in any of this show or want any kind of clout that were over helping Ariana pack up on Friday. Like,
right.
So that's just not the case, guys. Right, no, it's not the case.
So I guess we need to really find out the extent of Tom and Rochelle's, Rachel, whatever. I don't even know her name anymore. Raquel's relationship, right?
Oh, wait. Home rock car? I'm trying to make something else.
But you know what I mean? Like, now it's like, okay, so it was going on for 7 months. Apparently they were telling each other they love each other. They have these, like, necklaces.
Okay. Yeah, the necklace, you guys, she's talking about is that the a lightning bolt necklace. The other thing I will say about that is the lightning bolt is part of the TomTom logo. I believe, right. Sandoval has always had that lightning necklace. I don't know if she bought it for herself or Tom bought it for her. That is unconfirmed. I've read the rumor on Reddit that they have matching necklaces. If you see the necklaces, his is much bigger because he's a bigger douchebag, I guess. But I don't know. He's had that before. He's had that, I think, a couple years now, just to put that out there. But I don't doubt that they would do something stupid like that. I just want to say that maybe Tom had his first. Who knows if he bought it for her.
Right, right. So either he's in on it and got her this necklace and then it's like, this is our secret signal, or she's just like, but what is it? Crazy white female, single white female. What,
yes, and went and bought it herself to show that herself. She supports him.
Yes, something, maybe, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But really, it's just, is it that they were telling each other they love each other and whatever? Because I feel like it would be one day that he just up and left Ariana, you know? But
I was thinking, would he wait till, like, in his head, in his dumb head, was he thinking, you know what, I'll get through the reunion, the cameras will be down, and then I'll break up with her, and I'll never mention, you know, Rachel, and, you know, that way I can get out being a somewhat decent guy, or still, I mean, it'll still hurt, but I won't have the public after me.
Right.
And, like, that's what I keep thinking of, like, what was his plan? Or was his plan of, this isn't really that big of a deal to me, and I'll let Rachel know later that I don't really want this to keep going, and I'll threaten her and tell her to keep her mouth shut. Like, what strategy, if at all, did he have?
Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, the statistics are most men don't leave their partner for the new one, right? Statistically, they almost always stay with the wife, right?
Is that the statistics?
Yeah. Yeah, they usually don't. Now, do they leave sometimes? And that's where I'm trying to figure out, like, were you going to leave Ariana? Did you think that then you would just fake, you know, that you're just now starting this relationship with Raquel? Like, what was your plan? And also just why? Like, why?
That's what I keep thinking about. Well, I try to think of even, okay, so guys, you know, gonna blow the lid off. The guys think with their dicks, right? Like, that's what we always, that's a big, big revelation. So even in that capacity, was he just super attracted to Rachel? But at the same time, my theory too is he likes people that really like him. Like, he liked me. I love that dude. I mean, like, this is how sad. Like, I looked up to that dude in a non-joking way. Like, I would talk to that guy, and I would literally, I'd be inspired. I'd be like, I gotta work harder. I gotta, even if somebody thinks I'm stupid, I gotta push past that. Like, I was weird. Like, this is how dumb I am, you guys. I fully admit this. I was like, I can't listen to the haters. I just got to keep doing and being my weird self and follow the beat of my own drummer. And that's why I'm like, I'm extreme. Like, Ariana's always been on the right side of things. She's always like the best conversations with her. She's very different than Tom. Like, I can't,
right.
Like, you can't have a deep conversation with Tom, but you could have an inspirational, but I think he just likes people that really like him. Like, I really liked him and he could tell. So he's, I think maybe Rachel really, really liked him and just told him everything that he wanted to hear.
Probably, but then I'm like, Raquel, Rachel, why? What are you getting out of this? You became a full-time cast member. Why?
But by the way, even that, just so you guys know, this is a story I wanted to talk to you about too, is that Jen Shah, documents were released this week that gave her salary for the last season of Salt Lake City before she went to prison. And she was making like $34,000 an episode. So we're little under $500,000 a season. That was just for the third season. Housewives paychecks, you guys, where in the first season, some of these ladies only make $10,000 an episode in the first season. When it's oh yeah, well, no, but I'm saying think these people are millionaires. You know, Stephanie Holman did this TikTok from Real Housewives of Dallas. And she said, you know, in the first season, you're paying out more money with glam and dresses and all of this stuff than you are making it. But each year, the pay gets higher. And that's why also you'll notice they'll drop a lot of cast members throughout the years because they don't want to continue to pay higher salaries. So they'll right. always try to usher new people in. But just so you know, like Rachel is not making a lot of money still. Like I remember one cast member that never became a cast member telling me they offered her $2,000 for the season. And they said she would make the rest of it in social media.
I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it from like the money perspective. I was really thinking that she wanted to be on the show. Like, you know, not even about the pay. She wants to be famous.
Well, there's that thing, but do you sense, I mean, when you watch Rachel, what do you sense watching her?
That what did I do wrong that she's on this show because she is so boring with no personality.
Wait, like, you personalize yeah. it? You're like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, did I do wrong that I live a regular life and this girl is just on TV looking like she's trying to process what you just said from 10 minutes ago constantly.
See, I watch it in a totally different way. I watch it and I'm always like, I don't know who you are. Like, I can't, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you see thirsty people, like, there's elements of cast members that I'm not going to, like, that you're like, oh, dude, the thirst is real. Like,
right.
You sense them trying. You sense them, like, I want to get in the middle of this. I don't have a storyline. I want to get there.
Right.
And Rachel, I want to tell you that she's diabolical because it would almost make so much more sense. But she doesn't even, and I'm not saying she acts like Mother Teresa. She's like, acts like a dummy. She acts like a full dummy so if she wants to be a star, I mean, I don't even, like, logistically, how would you even break that down of like, I'll get with Tom Sandoval and then everyone will love me? Like, we all, I mean, unfortunately, I know this is a strong word, but the majority of us hate her now. Like, hate
100%. Her. No, 100%. But see, listen, I will tell you, Lala is a lot of things, okay? But
I wanted to talk to you about Lala. Yes.
She has a great read on people. And I remember distinctly when she called her a Bambi-eyed bitch. And I was like, she knows something. She knows something. I mean, obviously, at that time, this was well before this Tom drama. But she knew there was something about Raquel, Rachel, that Lala saw the dishonesty, the deception.
And she said the same thing about Sandoval as well.
Yes,
you know, many seasons now. Lala is that person that I think that, and this is, you know, everybody's saying this, is that you do want her in your corner when some shit like this goes down.
The Petty is so amazing.
Oh, yeah, she's so, and by the way, she's made for reality television in so many ways, because you could argue that Lala really doesn't have much of a storyline, even though her world completely fell apart. We're still protected from really watching the intricacies of her relationship with Randall, because I don't think they're allowed to say a lot of that. So she doesn't really, and by the way, she's able to call out sick to most of these events so far on the season. You know, she's like, ah, not feeling good, da da da. So there's two ways of, and by the way, I'm going to read you guys what she put in her stories, because a couple episodes ago, she yelled at Raquel where he said, hey, yo, I'm sick, but I don't even, don't ever hook up with Schwartz. Don't ever say that, you know, when they were talking in front of Katie. And then in the same sitting, she went on to say that she cheated with DJ James Kennedy while she was with Raquel and while Lala was with Randall. So it was it's this weird pretzel logic of like, how dare you? But I did pretty much the same thing. Now, in her stories yesterday, she realizes this and writes, yo, yo, pow, pow, pow. No, that's just Lala. Since so many want to point out James and I hooking up, let's not forget that reunion where Raquel said, quote, we really started our relationship after I moved in with him. And we know Randall was indeed married at the time and lied about it. And you can't cheat on a married person. So as far as I'm concerned, James and I were two single people having a good time. Enough with your noise. It's starting to sound like Sandoval's band and it's hurting my freshly pinned back ears. Okay, so sharp, funny, brings up the pinned ears, love it. What I don't necessarily like, it's pretzel logic once again. So she's like, well, now we know Randall was married too. You didn't know that at the time, dork. You knew you were cheating at the time. I'm glad that you have now like rewritten history to make it so you and James were Puritans that wanted to put your D into V's and all of that stuff. But come on. Like this, but Lala is so strong in her responses that you almost kind of go, well, you're really entertaining, but it's kind of ridiculous. So that's her energy of getting her hair done on Friday and posting that ready to go be Team Ariana is great. But at the same time, remember, Ariana and Lala are not friends in real life. These are show friends, and Lala is running towards that storyline to be a part of it because she wants to take Sandoval down. And by the way, God bless her, because I want to see it. I want to see it.
Okay, so I want to say that I disagree with that she did the same thing as Rachel, first of all. She hated Rachel. She didn't know Rachel. And Rachel, Raquel, she and James, like, I don't know if people are forgetting about this. They were, like, really on and off, hot and cold, because he didn't want a girlfriend, honestly, in their early parts of their relationship where she thought she was his girlfriend and he was still with everyone else. They weren't together in my, like, if she were my friend, I'd be like, girl, lock that down because that man thinks he's single. That's what I would have told her. And so did what she do? Is it bad? Yes. Okay. So let me say that. I'm not saying that she didn't cheat on her boyfriend, whatever, but it's not the same as sleeping with someone that you consider a friend, Ariana. Her man of almost 10 years. That's a completely different thing to me. Not to say that either.
Totally. I'm just saying the people, you know, moral high horses are really hard on this show or any reality shows in general, you know?
Right.
But what I will say is that I love Lala's energy when we can use it against a bad guy. When we can use it against a real bad guy, which it turns out that Tom is, then I'm like, let her rip, Lala. Let her rip. Like, because if this was bullshit, I would have been railing against Lala, but it's true. I do want to see, I don't know if you guys will be able to hear this. My friend Laura was doing a rewatch of Vanderpump Rules, and she found this clip from an early season with Stassi, and they're all talking about Lala in her past relationship, with Randall and Randall's ex. Just listen to this. See if you can hear this.
The way the wife found out is she went to her phone and saw sex with GLL.
No!
Yes!
Ew!
What?
That's how I feel.
I know from personal experience, we should stop making sex tapes. Women of America, stop recording yourself having sex. It always gets out there. This is my PSA.
So basically, that clip, if you could hear it, was Stassi and Kristen and the girls talking about how Lala, Randall's ex, found a sex tape of Lala on Randall's phone, allegedly. And right. It's so funny how, like, this kind of shit is I don't want to say cyclical, but I just thought that I forgot about that scene entirely.
Me
and by
too.
The way, Stassi is dead on right. Stop filming yourself have sex, unless you have
you
the
want it to get out, I guess.
Yeah. unless you want to sell it yourself and make money from it. But I just thought it was interesting of, like, remember the history of all of these characters, and we have similar themes playing out again and again and again.
If we were writing this, if we were writing the show, people would call it, like, boring writing, like lazy writing. You're going to have the same plot point again.
Yeah. Well, I used to love that show, Beverly Hills 90210, when I was a kid, and they had like 10 seasons. And towards the end, I remember them, like, really just, like, redoing plot lines from, like, the first two seasons. Like, there was two episodes, like, early, there was one episode about somebody had a gun, and then in, like, the last season, somebody had a gun. And I was like, oh my God, they're, like, reusing storylines from earlier seasons, just with
lazy
different
writing.
Characters and dialogue. Yeah. The other thing about Lala that I wanted to point out that I kind of was thinking about this weekend was Sandoval, and Ariana has said this, and said this on my show, actually, and I think, you know, is Sandoval is not good at speaking. He, he's good at passion. He's good at, like, getting big things done, but he's not good at clearly saying his thoughts. Okay. I think you could probably even say that with the apology thing. So what I'm saying is that, like, Sandoval better, like, get his head in the game, because he is going to be taken down by some of the most vicious wordsmiths of Bravo. DJ James Kennedy and Lala do not mince words.
I know. I mean,
he's about to hear
razors for tongues.
And then you guys, you got Dodie over there. Somebody said Brittany Jax's wife was getting glammed yesterday. I don't know, but I don't like putting rumors out there, but they are filming again now. Cameras went back up, I think, Thursday night. They were filming on Friday. And Dodie, Katie, Sheena, they all went over to Ariana and Tom's place after Tom left for his band. And also, guys, those photos in the Daily Mail of him packing suitcases, that was band merchandise that he was taking to Anaheim.
Yeah.
That was not him. He has not officially moved out of the house yet. So that was just merchandise he had to bring. So those were good shots, but it wasn't what people thought it was. But is there a realm of possibility that we're going to see all of these people? Is Bravo finally be like, fuck it, let them all back? Like, what
oh
are they going to do
I
here?
I would pay. I would pay for that. Like, they could do a pay-per-view, like, exclusive event. I would buy that. Especially,
yeah, Bravo, we will pay more for good things.
Right? Yes, please. I mean, okay, you talked about James and Lala having incredibly sharp tongues. Jax has a tongue that can eviscerate Tom. And then
he has a tongue, but he's like, it's a dumb tongue. It's a dumb, dumb, dumb tongue.
But I'm just, if you had the three of them, and also another person who's really quick-witted and just hilarious is Charlie. If you had the four of them just, like, on a panel, just the roast,
oh my God,
Tom Sandoval, I would pay for that.
Do you know what I'm about to read?
Charlie tweets a lot of words that you had to beep out because she responded to.
Luckily I don't have to bleep these words out. This is a adult podcast. So Charlie tweeted, and by the way, I thought Charlie was so good in this past week's episode because you saw a scene between her and Raquel or Rachel where Rachel's like, should I make out with Schwartz? And like each thing she said, Charlie was like, girl, what are you doing? Like it was very honest and very kind of the audience of like, what? And Charlie's, I mean, I've had a great time getting to know Charlie, and she's not thirsty for this show at all. In fact, she's turned down many filming dates I know on this season and went and took vacations. She'll say, I don't make money really from this show. I make more from my serving job at another bar. But she's dope. And she wrote, at the end of the day, no one deserves to feel this gut punch. To say I'm disappointed would be an understatement. That was her tweet. Now, where it gets really good is, that's good already. But what we then see is that Raquel's sister, I'm trying to, oh no, did this get deleted?
I think I posted it too. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Yeah, see if you can pull it up.
Okay, yes. Because I said, oh my God, Charlie. I love Charlie, by the way. Just need to say that. So Kate Couture,
Raquel's sister,
says Noor punched in the face. To which,
because there's a rumor, you guys, that I think is true, that Sheena did maybe push or shove or hit or slap Rachel after Watch What Happens Live when she found out Wednesday night.
Which also, I want to talk about that because that I feel like is so outside of Shayna's character in general. She's like not really great at confrontation. I'm actually proud of her. If she Stassi slapped her, I'm going to be very proud.
Well, think about it in Sheena's mind. And by the way, you guys, go listen to my podcast I released with Sheena this past week on Wednesday, because we did it last Monday when she was leaving for Watch What Happens Live, and she goes to bat so strong for Raquel again. So my thought is, in that moment, she finds out from Ariana that this is going down. She's right. Just literally spent the last week and a half standing up for Raquel, not only on the show, but in every interview. We talked about her taking her under her wing. She's like a sister, da-da-da-da-da. And then realizing in that horrible moment that you have bet on the wrong horse entirely, and that everything people are saying about you is potentially true. In the Sheena of Sheenas, she loves Ariana fiercely, but she also loves herself fiercely and realizes, you just made me look like the biggest fucking idiot alone. Bam! I could totally see that.
Right, and I think it's absolutely amazing. Like, snaps for Sheena. Love it, love it.
Yeah, do it again for the cameras, Sheena. Do it again when the cameras are up, please.
Anyway, so then Charlie responds to Raquel's sister, Kate, and she says, you dumb fucking cunt. Get the fuck off my page before I drag you and your motherfucking sister. Show her this too.
So good. Show her this. Show, I like,
I'll
I love
beat her
this.
Ass too. Just bring her around. Let's see.
And then somebody else on Twitter said something of like, oh, you're thirsty for attention. And she said something like, I don't need this shit. This is toxic. This is, and I kept thinking about that idea of like, Dana, like when we have drama in our own lives, it's bad and we get sad and some things are really messed up and like just life is like that. But think about adding TV into this. 10 years of being on or 10 seasons of being on a reality television has warped some of these people's minds. Tom right. Sandoval has no clue what being a real person is anymore. And he thinks shit like this, even if he's going to use the excuse of I'm in love, this is definitely not the way to do it. It makes me rethink everything about Miami Girl. It makes me rethink but at the same time, everywhere you turn, they're all horrible people. There's right. all elements of horrible people here. Cause you'd be like, oh, justice for Dodie. I'm like, Dodie blew Jax while they were watching Drive where Tom Sandoval was in the other room. Everywhere you look, there is something horrific that has melted these people's brains into thinking any of this is acceptable.
Right, but you've read my tea times. People do this in real life too. I don't know, because I don't do it, and I've not heard like of my fiance doing it. So then I'm like, am I just dumb? Am I Ariana in this situation? And I don't want to say Ariana's dumb, but like, is it happening around me, and I have no idea?
Well, Dana, I will say this. I was like, oh man, like. Where is this stuff happening? Or like, maybe I've aged out of like, because I'm like, most nights I'm working on the podcast or like begrudgingly watching Bravo now. Like I'll be like, oh, I got to watch another show. Like not drama filled. The drama is always like what I'm watching on TV, but most of my friends and fam, like my friends all had babies over the pandemic. Like no, you know, if anything, right. we're dealing with illness, death, all of this kind of stuff that is like darker, but like the dirty stuff. Like, I don't even have a friend group that is all hanging out with each other anymore for this to happen to. Like, I'm like, thank God, because if this shit is going down, like I remember in my 20s, I remember my first heartbreak was involving like there was somebody that cheated on me with like a celebrity person. And I was like, that was the worst I've ever felt in my life.
Why haven't you
and
submitted this to Tea Time? Okay. Why didn't you submit this to Tea Time?
Yeah.
That was my question.
No, anyway. But like, I mean, that, I remember that being like, holy.
Right.
Because when you grow up in a normal town, like I grew up in Kansas and then Arizona, you don't ever, you think about falling in love or like having sex. You think about all of these things, but you never think about getting cheated on by somebody famous, like with somebody famous. Like that's never even enters your head. Like you're never like, well, and you gotta be careful that somebody that's famous and a millionaire doesn't sleep with this person. Like it's not even in your purview. So for this shit to happen and then all of us, Like, imagine this. Thank God Ariana deactivated her Twitter and Instagram, because could you imagine I can't open TikTok without hearing like 80, like a billion pop culture commentators all of a sudden giving their take. And I can't imagine Ariana seeing all of us goofs just run, like we're running mental train on Sandoval, right, just beating the shit out of him right now. Like, that's got to just be re-triggering again and again and again, let alone living another. She's now got to live this the entire season. Like, I was empathetic to Katie, which, by the way, what's your take on Katie? Because before this, I want to remind you guys, it was about to come out that Schwartz has had a semi-girlfriend for a while. So I wanted to, like, I started the weekend thinking Schwartz was going to be the one that was, like, finally revealed. And right, it went a whole, like, Schwartz really managed to dodge a major bullet. But what do you think about Katie this season and her reactions to Schwartz?
I want to start out by saying that I have hated Schwartz because of his treatment of Katie. Like, he's actually a fun character in every other way. I like him on TV. I think he's good for TV.
Yeah, very
his
charming.
His relationship with Tom Sandoval, I enjoy that. But then the way he treated Katie, the things he said, I was like, it just gave me the ick. So I just have the ick with Schwartz. So the way that Katie handles herself, honestly, she is a better person than me, because I'm Lala. I'm going to say all this stuff to hurt you so bad. Like, you're going to have to go to therapy after I'm done with what I have to say about you. And so, yeah, I think that every bit of her anger, like, she seems like she's like stewing with rage that she's just not really letting out. I'm like,
dude, that moment when she was, that when you go back and look at that scene from last week's episode, you guys, where it's Raquel, Ariana, and Katie, and Raquel's like, oh, by the way, I also drunkenly asked to make out with Tom Schwartz. And Katie pauses, because the normal reaction would be to jump over the table and just like tackle right, her. And Katie goes, looks down, and she's like, why would you do that? And then Raquel goes, and then she looks to Ariana. Yeah, she looks at Ariana and she goes, this is too much. This is too much. This is just too much. And in that moment, I felt everything, because look at it globally of like, it's not enough that like I had to divorce somebody that was cheating on me multiple times because he was too big of a pussy to do it. But I also now have to relive this on TV, and I have numbnuts over here saying she's continuing to try to make out with my ex, even though I told her I wasn't cool with it. This is all too much. And there's a camera in my face.
Right.
The way Katie held it together in that moment was really awe-inspiring.
No, 1,000%. But now I'm like, when is it going to come out? Kind of excited. Is that all that rage? Like, is she going to explode?
I hope so. But have we seen anything in the trailer? I would hope we see something, but I will say what we do see in the trailer is that little scene that Ariana, like, we do see that little scene where Sheena, I think, talks to Tom or Raquel or Rachel of like, I heard you guys were in an open relationship about him and Ariana. I will say Ariana then immediately went to Twitter after that trailer was released and said, I want to let everybody know we are not in an open relationship. Now rethinking everything of seeing that. And by the way, I talked to Ariana and I've been around. I'm like, no, I don't see an open relationship at all. But it's fine if you guys have. I mean, no, open relationships aren't bad.
It's that they didn't have one. That's the point.
But what I'm thinking is that what if Sandoval was telling certain people that he was in an open relationship to maybe excuse behaviors that he was exhibiting around people, like, oh, it's cool. Like, we're in an open relationship. We just don't talk about it. Just don't say anything, but it's fine. Like, what if that was it? And that was where that moment came from.
I think that he probably was. So a lot, I have friends that they've been with married men, things like that. Most of the time, the two things that they always get is
any celebrities, anybody like Maroon 5, anybody like,
that actually was my friend.
Well, I know.
But, you know, like they'll usually say, I mean, usually the married men will tell them, we're separated. We're basically roommates, you know, whatever. We're not really together. Or, yeah, she knows, open relationship, et cetera, et cetera. That's usually what the men will tell them, that they're either separated, just not quite divorced yet, or that they have an open relationship. So it's quite possible that Sandoval was going around telling women that he was interested in, we have an open relationship. Don't worry about the wife. She's good. She just doesn't want to see it. She doesn't want to know about it. Something like that, you know?
Well, I always feel like, and by the way, Ariana and Tom are kind of common law married in the state of California, if you want to think about it that way. But I always wonder, they make it seem like with celebrities or basketball players or football players or musicians, they're like, if you're married and you're one of those, it's in the rule book that you're allowed to cheat. You just can't let people know about it. Like, it feels like there is like this different rule book for rich, famous people that men are expected and allowed to cheat. Cause I almost hear even women excusing of like, well, he is a basketball player. And I'm like, that's not an excuse. Like, that doesn't, like, you don't sign with like the Phoenix Suns and then you're like allowed three cheats a year. Like, that's not any kind of rule book. Yet women have like, there's almost this thing that I always pick up looking at social media going that women just accept it of like, well, you know, he is a good provider and so he does get to cheat. Like, what rule book are we looking at that I don't get to see? It's so wild.
I mean, I really think it is that whole, they have a just a ridiculous amount of access. I mean, like, as a girl, I feel like girls, we have that access. I mean, I could like throw a rock out the window and whoever it hit, if I was like, hey, do you want to have sex? He most likely would be like, okay.
Wait, now I know you're engaged and stuff, but for the podcast, would you open the window and throw a rock right now at somebody just so we can test this theory? You don't have to have sex, but I want to. But you're right, though. Women do get to steer that ship. But I, as a woman, though, take me through the thought process of, I know this person is with somebody, but I really think they're attractive and they're really famous and this is really exciting. Is that the thought process? What's the thought process? Because women don't seem to be protecting themselves at the end of the day, because what is it? Getting caught up in excitement? What is it?
I don't know. I can't really speak to that, because when I know that someone is with someone, it just kind of already makes them like, I'm not really into that. It's a lot of things, right? Like, why do I need someone that's married or whatever? I'm not into that. And then also it just kind of gives me like the ick, like, I don't know how to explain it. I just, if you're married, whatever, you're off limits. I don't even think of you that way. If you were to come on to me and you were married, I'd be like, oh my God, gross. Like, what is wrong with you? And well, I don't need that drama.
But to use your friend, which we talked about a long time ago about Maroon 5, you know, wasn't he telling her something that the relationship was over? I'm trying to remember the DMs and stuff like that, but he was trying to convince her. But also he was also like, you're hot, I'm super hot, we should be hot together naked.
Right.
It was like,
so
that gives me the biggest ick, even if he wasn't with somebody. But he was 100%. Trying to convince her they weren't together, and then she's pregnant, they had the baby, and she, Bahati, is still with Adam.
Right. So I think at the time what he was telling her was that him and Bahati were separated, but they had to like keep a united front for their business. They have like a tequila business that they had just launched.
And it would break my heart if I drank tequila from a broken up couple. I wouldn't do it to myself. I want tequila from committed relationship people.
Right. When I think of tequila, I think of a traditional, straight man and woman, very hot, very beautiful, married.
I refuse to drink Kendall Jenner's tequila until she gets married. Promise.
Yes. I mean, who wants sinful tequila? We want God-chosen tequila.
Well, that's why Kathy Hilton's Casa del Sol tequila I will partake in, because she's part of a long-term relationship.
Right.
So I can trust her with my beverages.
Exactly. You know, she has an Anejo relationship. So we will get a tequila from her.
You mentioned liking Lala and that you have a sharp tongue as well. If you were able to say something to Sandoval, they're like, you got it. You got like 30 seconds. What would you say? How would you hurt Sandoval? How would you hurt him? How would you cap him off at the knees? Pop him if you would.
It's a little bit different because I'm not emotionally invested. Like, for me, I am like the person in the audience. It's like, you fucking idiot.
I mean, you fucking idiot is good, pretty good. I mean, I think you could attack him on his, and I will say this, guys, I'm not going to like, I've still had a great time at his, when I watched his, I've watched his band a bunch of times. I've had an unironically good time. I will not be going to see his band any longer. Can you also speak to the fact, if you came to Los Angeles, would you go visit Schwartz and Sandy's and why?
No, I never plan to anyway to begin with. So I would continue to not plan to go there. But now I will definitely 100% make it, if it opens, hopefully it does open. It's all about her?
The sandwich shop.
Something
yeah,
about
yeah.
her.
There's something about her. About her. Yeah.
Yes.
Which
I know 100%. I will make an effort to go there for sure.
Well, by the way, so that's Katie and Ariana's sandwich shop they're talking about. And I do think this is a great opportunity to show that these women could probably put this together faster and better than how long and what Schwartz and Sandy's has turned into. Now, there's another story around here, you guys, that a lot of people have like peppered Yelp with bad reviews of Schwartz and Sandy's. And they think it's like a dunk and it's funny. And it's funny to a degree. There are real people that work there. And that is another thing that Greg, who is the villain of Vanderpump Rules until this week, I thought he was such a dick. But now I'm kind of like, man, Greg comes off like an asshole because he is truly dealing with horrible men. But Greg seems like a horrible man, too. They all seem horrible. But they're all Greg is answering people's comments back in the Yelp reviews where he's like, yes, this is very unfortunate. We are all sorry for Ariana, but we are trying to do a business. Like, they are really doing damage control. I also think it's so idiotic that Sandoval did not. So much of this is idiocy. But what a specifically horrible time to fumble your bag. You have tour dates with your band. You have this restaurant that we know is deeply in debt because they're just opening and they're trying to make money, that you literally within the first couple months of business, your name is on that building and you did not think about your behavior. Like, this ain't like 8 years ago Vanderpump Rules. Like, Vanderpump is Vanderpumping too much right now. Like, this is real shit. And if you were concerned about those people that work there, you would not have been playing so fast and loose with not only Ariana's heart, but your fucking money and your mom's money.
Right. And I am not trying to be ageist because I'm 33. He's 39 years old. Like, that is not like he's so old, he can't do whatever. I'm like, at this point, why don't you care about your home life and your career more than some pussy? Honestly, let's be real. Like, have we not outgrown that?
Dude, now I keep rethinking, like, what I loved about their relationship, and even when what I loved about it, not even only in the show, but when I got to see it in real life, was like, they really did give each other their space. Now I think, holy shit, God, why did they do that?
I give Trey so much space. I'm going to make this about me because I
love to hear personal stuff.
Maybe that's why I feel so strongly about this. So my fiance, Trey, and I, we've been together 9 years. We're getting married this year.
The same amount of time as Ariana
exactly.
and Tom.
Exactly. Yes. We've been engaged.
Does he have a band?
No, thank God. Okay, I am not into, the guy and the guitar under a tree. Not into that. So we've been together about the same amount of time. We're also very independent. I don't know the password to his phone. I don't go through his phone. I don't think he goes through mine. We give each other space and privacy. He does things with his friends. I do things with mine. We obviously have a together life too. And now I'm like, do I need to find out the password to his phone?
I feel like all women out there should be like, sorry, babe, totally trust you, but Sandoval did this weekend, so privileges are restricted for a while. Like, I honestly think it's like, everybody just
he
check in. Just do it. Just do it. Just do a quick check in, everybody. Okay, we'll go into that quick check in back in a second, but I wanted to talk about our sponsor this week. This week, So Bad It's Good is sponsored by our friends over at BetterHelp. Let's see. They want you to talk about a time that I learned something new about myself and what that experience was for me and how that changed my life. And in regards to therapy, it is interesting. It's been my experiences with therapy is learning that I can have confidence in myself. If you listen to this podcast, you know I struggle with that. And it's one of those things that it was so ingrained into me at a young age. I don't necessarily know why, but it's that thing of spending the last decade trying to erase all of those feelings or understand them. And in therapy, it was really interesting to learn that, these little things that you can do that kind of start chipping away at the lies that you potentially tell yourself when you're younger. And through that process, you can slowly build confidence. But the frustrating part that is it takes a long time. It feels like a glacial pace, but it's one of those things that I constantly have to work on. And I learned that in therapy. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing, right? The last 4 years for all of us have been such a growth experience because we were at a standstill for a couple years. And it was a real time where, you know, we should have been taking a hard, long look at ourselves, but everything was so wild in the world that maybe we didn't, you know, and it was like this weird stunting of our growths in some ways. So now coming out or trying to come out on the other side of this, you know, we continue the journey and trying to figure out who we are as people. Now, therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and your understanding of yourself, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. So BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. This is something that has benefited me multiple occasions in my life. After I was separated, after I got divorced, it has helped me at different times in my life where I needed something. Like, you know how many, I've got self-confidence workbooks that I've been recommended from therapists where I actually had to do homework about building self-confidence. I know that might sound funny to some of you guys, but it actually really did help. It really helped go, this is a problem I'm working on. What are the steps to actually try to work on this problem? And are we seeing any improvement? And you can only notice that after a longer period of time. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just got to fill out the brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sobad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sobad. I'm going to put all of this information in the show notes as well. And listen, Tom and Tom, the Toms, Tom, if you're listening to this, I please use my product code. Please just go see somebody. It'll be on me. But I think now is the time to journey into self-discovery about why you guys act the way you do. I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You got to do the food, you got to do the food tasting, you got to book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place, from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Listen, I'm about to put up cameras in my apartment.
Hey, Trace, I'm going to need you to wear this GoPro for the next week, just in case. Yeah,
just every corner. Like, my apartment's only 1,200 square feet, but I'll have one in every corner so I can see all the angles. Because allegedly, he brought Rachel Raquel over. While Ariana was asleep.
Okay, so that's another thing that was allegedly part of it too. I will say, I know they've let many people crash there, many cast members, many friends. Also, Sheena has given up her apartment to Raquel when they were living in San Diego when they weren't filming. Everybody has helped this girl so much. That's another, that is very true. The cheating thing, if that was in their house, which I don't have any knowledge or proof of, but listen, I can't fight against it. Obviously, I didn't think this was going to happen, so anything's possible. But what a fucking, and this is why I just want to point out once again, cycles. Is that like, fuck you, Tom, for somebody like, what did you go put Drive on in the other room and reenact Dodie like blowing jacks in the other room? Like, how dare you? You know how hurtful that was to you. If you did that really in your own place, in your own living. And by the way, I've been there. It's so detailed. The thought that went into their place, like the wallpaper was like specific to him and Ariana. Like it right. is so specifically designed to both of their tastes in this really...
It's very beautiful. They have good taste, honestly.
I just think, I keep thinking of like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what? Like, I don't care what, if you say Ariana has mental health issues. So most of us do. So what?
Tom and he's always been supportive. Undiagnosed shit, like narcissist.
Oh, you think? Yeah. somebody said, well, maybe she wasn't physically satisfying him. Fuck off. Like, honestly, fuck, grow up. Like, that's their business first off, which I'm sure we'll find out more, but also relationships, once you get to a certain point, also become more than the physical. It right. becomes emotional. It becomes so much different. But that does not give you once again, a free pass to bang Rachel from Cuca Rancho Cucamonga or wherever she's from. Like, I just think the stuff here,
for 7 months, this wasn't like once or twice, like blackout drunk. I just, you know, have needs I need satisfied, as gross as that sounds. Like, this is an ongoing, and it just keeps getting more insidious. Like, when we think about like that necklace, did she buy this necklace to feel closer to him?
Well, like, so more and more information is going to continue to come out so we have a new episode of Vanderpump Rules that comes out this Wednesday. Now, my thought, I mean, like, this is, like, this was going to come out. We were going to find, there's no way they could have hidden this, especially in today's day and age. But now we're dealing with another situation where we already know shit that plays out now. Like, we already know, like, here's the deal. Raquel and Schwartz do make out at Sheena's wedding. Like, that's not even like a hidden, that right. does happen. I will say that is more of a forced thing. And Schwartz and Raquel were both really, really drunk, supposedly. But also we see that Raquel was kind of gunning for that the entire season.
Right.
I also want to say Schwartz was not doing this to like throw off the scent from Sandoval. Like, I know people will find right. that hard to believe, but he wasn't. So at this point, how do we watch this show as an audience? Does this make it more exciting because we'll be looking for context clues that even the cameras didn't know at the time? Does that make it more exciting to watch, or does it hurt the show to watch because we know there's this actual underlying darkness that is not going to be talked about now until the very, very end? Because remember, they've been off shooting now for a couple of months. Now, all of a sudden, it's going to be some coda at the end of the season. What do you think?
I think that it makes it more exciting. I'm a huge reader. I read all the time. So it's just going to be like any other book where you as the reader already know the outcome, or, you know, you've been told that maybe the narrator has told you what's going to happen, and we're watching the characters in the book try to fit, you know, yeah. get closer to what we already know. So now I'm going to watch it as, okay, red flag, red flag, red flag. I can't wait till this all like comes together and Ariana finds out. And then she might bring up, oh my God, when X, Y, and Z happened, I should have known something was up. I saw you coming out of her room. Like, I thought, why would you be in her room, or, you know, whatever the situation was. And I can't wait.
You're right though. Like, I remember going into the movie Titanic with Leo and Kate and going, this movie's going to suck. I already know how it ends. Like, I remember going, this movie's going to bomb because we all know that the Titanic goes into the water at the end.
Unthinkable thing.
Yeah, like, I was like, we already know. This is so dumb. But you're right, though. But I just don't want it to turn into an Aspen situation like they did on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season.
Yeah.
Where we're sitting there going like, okay, let's just get to it. And I think this has been such an excellent season already. And we have, you know, you're dealing with Katie's pain. You're dealing with... all of these things that are real and really going on, then I'm just curious if they're going to re-edit it all where they're going to now be looking for shots of like Tom staring at Raquel. Like all of a sudden you're going to like see a quick shot away. Like I'm curious if they're going to, because I have a feeling production was starting to get aware of something
right,
maybe a month or so ago, but I don't know that for a fact. But I will say production usually knows more secrets than right, the people themselves. And what I was saying on my Patreon yesterday was I was saying like the behind the scenes stuff is like a dance. It's like they're right, trying to convince Schwartz to tell the truth. They're like, Schwartz, tell us about your alleged girlfriend. You can. It's OK. I swear to God, it's going to be positive. Like right, they're trying to pull it out of them.
Don't worry.
So the talking head portion of this, a lot of this talking head stuff, they're still recording to this day because, you know, things are still happening. So even when they wrap shooting, they still have to go in to do talking head things once yes, the show gets edited, because they're like, okay, we need a Schwartz comment right here. We need a Lala comment right here. And so that stuff is going to wildly change. I just wonder, I mean, that reunion is going to, the reunion was supposed to film next month in April. I'm curious if that's going to change. And also this week, Tom and Tom were supposed to go to Colorado to shoot season 3 of Winter House.
Yeah. And I actually saw your post where you said, let's send Ariana and Katie. I'm in full support of that instead of Tom.
Yeah,
and Tom.
Start sending some of these women over there. Like, do we need Tom and Tom to like, I mean,
be like the granddaddy frat bros.
Well, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like, why are we support? Like, let's, I want to see Ariana get her fuck on. Like, I want to see, like, you know, like, let Ariana go. And by the way, that's the other thing, too, is that Ariana, like, you know, we saw that scene with Lala and Katie, like, dating those two douchebags around that date. Like, yeah. Ariana doesn't, like, she just doesn't struggle. Ariana could get any guy, any girl, whatever. We all know that, blah, blah, blah. But, like, Ariana just doesn't strike me as that person regardless to, like, she's not, like, you know, Lala of, like, who am I going to knock headboards with, you know?
Right. No, 100%. She was happy. She was happy in her little relationship. She's not. I've seen a lot of posts about, like, you know, she needs to get, like, a super, super hot guy. And then there's people saying, like, Pete Davidson, which is hilarious. She did get with him. But she's really not that type. She is more of a homebody and a wife.
Like, she is.
Like, she's not the go out and get crazy kind.
She's funny as hell. She's funny. I mean, like, I don't know. I just think, yeah, that the whole thing, I thought it worked well because I thought Tom really wasn't about other girls. I thought he was about his side projects. I thought he was about his band and his Schwartz and Sand. Like, and now, like, they were on that.
When did he have the time? That's what I was going to say.
Dude,
he's filming. He's like, he's got two spots. He's still working there. He has his band. They have their cocktail stuff, their whatever. Like, I'm exhausted for him.
Well, I did a live show on Moment a couple weeks ago, and they were, Ariana and Tom were my special guests. And then like Sheena and Lala popped in at like towards the middle, which is a whole different thing. But Ariana and Tom, like I said, hey, what are you guys doing after this right now? And Ariana's like, well, I'm staying here. And Tom's like, I got to go to Schwartz and Thandi, you know? And I'm like, that's, you know, he's going there in the sense of like work, but I just feel like he just was always out. He was just always out. And I don't know if he was necessarily lying, but he was saying under the guise of work. Yeah. And if you're always out at a bar at nightlife, it's not the best situation. I just really took him as at his word where he was obsessed with this. Cause I also know that dude doesn't sleep a lot. He's up early. Like they've got a home gym and that dude's always like trying to get shredded. Like I don't necessarily know how he does any of this, but like, I just think it's like all of this can fall down immediately. Like,
I
think he might've been under the impression like cause there was so much positivity for him in the last couple of seasons.
Right.
That he thinks that's him. And in essence, that was them. And that was Ariana. Ariana gave him credibility that he did not have.
Right.
And so we were more willing to go down that path and really like him.
So that makes me think of, I just blanked on her name. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Heather. I was going to call her Lisa. I was like, no, I love Lisa. Heather, she was a fan favorite and then she just completely deteriorated. I don't know if it was like she knew she was a fan favorite and that affected things. But I feel like Tom Sandoval, the last couple of years, you're right, he has become a fan favorite, especially like, you know, we got rid of Jax and like, you know, Schwartz has always been kind of shitty to Katie. And then, you know, they're divorcing. James has always been a shit show. Like Tom was like, Sandoval was the good guy, or as good as you can get on Vanderpump, right?
Well, like, yeah, I'm not even listening to Kanye West anymore. You think I'm going to listen to Tom Sandoval's band? Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. It's real right. Simple. Like, once I think somebody's a like, douchebag.
Right. Does he think like, I'm a fan favorite, I can't fall? Like, maybe that.
There's got to be some kind of, well, all of these people, housewives, star, like it's ego driven. Even us, even in influencer life, we will now sometimes you cannot help but your ego get involved in these things. And when I do, that'll always make me laugh at myself of like, what the fuck are you like? Wait, you're bothered because you didn't get likes on this. Like, it's ridiculous. But you start to think in this warped pattern. And I only can assume that he thought his shit would never stink, and that if he thought he was going to reveal a Raquel relationship and we were all going to be like, that's really awesome, dude.
Okay.
Amazing.
Listen, I want to get back to this because, and I promise.
And by the way, do you have like 10, 15 more minutes? I know we're almost like an hour. So are you good?
Yeah, you can cut whatever you want.
Okay. No, I'm leaving the whole thing.
Okay, cool. I did not like Raquel from the beginning, not in terms of it's because she doesn't have a personality. She's boring. She's just slow. She just appears slow to me. Like, she just is slow on the uptake, slow with everything that she does. Even her reactions to James Kennedy, I just felt like were so delayed and almost like they were forced.
Delayed is a great word. Delayed is it's like she's on like some kind of 20-second delay with things. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's always like she's trying to like process what you just said like 10 minutes ago is what I swear is what I get from her. So from the very beginning, I'm just like, why is this girl? She literally adds nothing to this. Then I thought, okay, maybe she's like James, you know, his redemption arc. You know, she's the sweet, you know, Bambi that's there, making him feel good about himself and doing better, getting on the right path. But like now it's like, you're just boring. You're slow, you're delayed. And I just don't understand. And so for Tom, who is really energetic, and obviously when you see Ariana on screen, she's amazing on screen. I don't know in real life.
Well, but isn't it like dazzles,
even quietly dazzles, right?
She quietly dazzles, and she'll say, I've been calling her Yoda lately because she'll say one thing that kind of puts everything in perspective. Like, you know, two episodes ago, she goes, once again, the women are fighting when we should actually be looking at Schwartz. Like, right. It was a really simple thing. And she didn't really have any other scenes that episode, but that was like the only scene you need. Yes. Because I always say she's the only person that doesn't need to be like, she's the only person that is thinking clearly, it seems like most times.
Yes.
And admits their actual faults. And the faults aren't sexy. The faults aren't like, look at me. And I think sometimes those kind of people, and this is why Schwartz and Sandoval do better than sometimes the other women, is because they're more fun to watch. They're
right.
Funnier. They're stupider. They dress more idiotically. They're riding like a motorcycle with a sidecar. These are all things that draw the eye. And sometimes women on these shows like get looked at less than because they commit the gravest sin of not being as good on TV as the
right.
men.
Right.
And,
but I
and by not good, I mean just not as big of a mess. She's not as right. big of a mess.
Right. But she, Ariana, I just feel like she really does, like, she does captivate. At least me. She captivates me.
Oh.
Even when she's
a doubt.
Just sitting there, just
visually
like for her
stunning.
Conversation. Well, she's gorgeous. Yes. But she, even her conversation, like, it's thought provoking. It's interesting. She always adds to the conversation. And so then when you're like looking at Raquel, who does almost the opposite. Like if we're having a great conversation, she stunts it. And sometimes like, you're like, what happened there? This was going great. And then she said something and now we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So like, I just don't understand how like someone who's so interesting and so, you know, beautiful and gorgeous and just captivates even on when she's doing nothing to someone who literally is delayed.
Well, think about this. This should get you excited. Is that think about Ariana coming at Jax in that last season where Jax went up to her and apologized and he says, I have mental issues and I need to see somebody. And Ariana fucking like without blinking very calmly took that, dismantled everything that dude was saying. And that was Jax. And think about that to Sandoval.
Right.
Like, think about, we are going, like, because Ariana is not a fool either. Like, she will do that scene probably, and she will very clearly probably state what Tom is not thinking about, that we all are, and say it very pointed, and it will, you know, I'm hoping she will have that moment. And by the way, not to say that Ariana will not be broken up about this for years and years. By the way, this is done. This is not coming back. If it is, that's their business, but this is done. If I, you know, but by the way, I'm wrong about everything these days, but I think that scene, it has happened or is going to happen, and it's going to live. It's going to make Sandoval live in infamy for the remainder of his days on reality television.
Absolutely. So then that brings me to when they film the reunion, who do you think is going to say the most poignant and hurtful phrase or dig at either Raquel or Tom? Who do you think is going to, like,
I'll go out of the box. I'll say Vanderpump. I'll say Lisa.
Ooh, you know what? She is a sharp tongued person.
I'll say Lisa, and Lisa does like to go with the wave and where it's headed. And yes, she'll be like, oh, darling, I've been thinking about it, you know, and she'll usually see what we're all saying and then kind of hop on that. But I think there's a chance, because remember, when Lisa wants to show up, she'll show up, like on that last season with Jax at the very end. She's like, this isn't your show, dear boy. It's my show. We all have people that die. We all, like, I think you will get a speech from Lisa Vanderpump that will hurt Tom in a way. Like, I have a, but I also, I don't have a, I have a feeling it's not going to even be a contest. It's going to be a, this is going to be a worldwide event where everybody can join in.
Just the rest of Tom.
I have a feeling it's going to be bam, 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 bam. In fact, if they have a 3-part reunion, I'm going to be hard pressed that they're not going to find a way to bring it back to Tom and Rachel every topic. You know, like every, I don't know how you're going to focus on anything else. It'll be interesting to see what time adds to this, because now, like, Daily Mail is outside their place in Valley Village. They're following Schwartz. Now there actually is interest for this. So if he does step out with Rachel, that's going to be photographed. It's going to be really interesting to see what comes next for this show and for them personally. And we have the benefit of social media now, so we're going to see all of this before it even hits the show.
Right. And in some ways we do have a lot of power in what happens to them too, you know, like whether we like it or not, we do have a good amount of power of who ends up staying on the show or how they are portrayed on the show. You know, obviously with editing and stuff, you can make people look a little bit worse or a little bit better. And so I think that they might lean into the, you know,
I was thinking about this, because I was thinking about that this week in regards to Katie before I knew any of this stuff. Because my friend Sandra said, oh, I don't know. Like, she's like, will Katie be on the show next season? Because we were thinking about it and we were like, oh, think about it. Okay, if Katie and the short, like, Schwartz has all the people around him.
Right.
Katie has to get Christina. They had to get Christina Kelly in to, like, be her friend, like, is her friend, but has to get her on so Katie has somebody. And Ariana is showing up for Katie, but Ariana is also firmly entrenched in this other group. So my thought was, like, if this continues to play out, why would Katie stay besides money? But, like, what other natural tether to this group does she have? Because Dodie, Stassi, all of those people are gone. So that was my thought. And I was like, I was kind of sad about that, because I was like, man, she deserves some kind of victory in this, and it just doesn't seem like the number is in her favor. But now I rethink everything, because this opens up everything, because now I'm thinking, who the fuck's gonna film with Sandoval except for Raquel and maybe Schwartz? But like, now that, like, how do they ever shoot? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does this ever work again in the sense of Sandoval was that guy that you could put anywhere and he'd be like, let's do this, you guys. Yeah. And now he's the cheerleader. He's done.
I have no idea. It's going to be really, really interesting. Okay. So what do you think, Andy? He'll sometimes be softer on some people, harder on some people. How do you think he's going to handle it? Do you think he's going to be more, you know? Is he going to be biased?
I think he, I think he's titillated like we all are. I think he, you know, like it's not like smelling shark. It's like a shark smelling blood in the water. But there is an element of, oh, wow, this is why I like reality shows myself, and I get to be the ringleader of this. I mean, I think if anything, he was pissed that he didn't hop on the bandwagon like a lot of us did over the weekend, and he kind of got there a little bit late. But he will have Lisa Vanderpump on Watch What Happens Live this Wednesday. She's the only guest. He will also be talking about this on Radio Andy. It'll be really curious to see what he says. So there's a ringleader element to Andy regardless. Right. I think he's naturally invested in this, and he just had Raquel and Sheena on that show. So this is when these people show up. Like, all of these people are coming out, all these celebrities coming out of the woodwork. Bethany Frankel's running like, can I get involved in this? Like, right. Everybody is running because there's attention on this. So the attention economy is like, how do I get into this? What is my opinion on this? And it's like, man, I've been living in this for years now. Like, this is what I do every day. So it's interesting now for all of these people to show up. You know, I'm like watching Girl Boss Town on TikTok, and I'm like, oh, now all of a sudden you're talking Banner Pump? Okay. Like,
Cool. One of my followers sent me one of the funniest messages. She said, do you know how heartbroken I am that all of this tea is happening to like the one show I don't watch on Bravo?
It is funny to hear people that don't watch it. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't watch that show. I'm like, well, you're bad. Like, you need to start watching. Just skip the last two seasons.
That is a personal defect. You need to work on that.
Yeah, correct that. If you're going to watch shitty seasons of Real Housewives, you can watch this.
Right.
Like, trust me. It is. And I just didn't think. I just think the stakes are so much bigger as you get older. And maybe to a young audience, they don't get that. But to an old person like myself, it is like, this is fucking dark. Like, they really did live together. They really did. Like, that shit is, you know, Kat Marnell had that book, How to Murder Your Life or something. I think that was the title of it. And I keep thinking about that title in regards to Tom Sandoval of like, man, what a way to murder your life. Like, honestly, like, if you thought this dude was smart in business or whatever, like, think again. And I mean, this better be the love of all loves of all loves. But something tells me it is not. Something tells me it is not. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Something tells me it is not.
She just allows him to just talk and talk and talk. And she has like nothing to add into the conversation besides maybe
Well, that's the other thing. I always, even when she was going out with DJ James Kennedy, I would be like, what are those conversations like? We see them in little bits and they almost seem like those barely happen. Like, do they have full blown back and forth conversations? Do they say about what they're scared about with the world? Do they talk about Black Lives Matter? Do they talk about, like, you know what I'm saying?
I honestly have no idea because, okay, you say a lot of things about James, but he's also quick witted. I don't know if he's smart, but he can at least fake being smart because of how quick he is, right, with his words. And I will never forget the scene where he's like showing her his like coin. I guess I don't remember if he had been sober 30 days or something. But he's like showing her his coin and, you know, talking about it. And she's just like, yeah, James, I'm proud of you. That's so good. Yeah, and I was like, what? Like, he had a lot to say and he's showing her this coin. And she's just like, so proud of you. Yeah.
But see, DJ James Kennedy is a narcissist just like the rest of them. So in his head, all he hears is himself speaking anyway. So maybe it doesn't matter when you're at that level of narcissism where you really don't take in what the other person is saying. So it really doesn't matter what they say. And also, James Kennedy usually treats women like sculptures anyways, of like, your bone structure is amazing. You know, right. Like, it's never of like, that was a very wise thing you just said, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I bet Allie,
his new girlfriend, probably isn't thrilled about how intense James Kennedy has been with. Like, if you were his current girlfriend, would you love that he's online going, oh, I knew it. You're trash. You're trash. You're all trash. Like, he has a lot of energy for this. And I wonder from Allie, who, by the way, seems pretty, like, doesn't seem like a dummy. And seems like she can speak for herself. I wonder what she feels about all of this.
I would think it was weird too, but then I would also be like, I mean, they were engaged. They did have this very public relationship and I'm sure he was really, really hurt and also embarrassed. It's embarrassing for, you know, anyone to witness a breakup, but like millions of people to witness your breakup. I'm sure I'm sure he was extremely hurt. So what I would tell myself, and you know, maybe I'm delusional, I would be like, okay, he went through this very public relationship and this very public breakup, and he's also immature and petty, and he's using this opportunity to try to hurt the person who hurt him. That's what I would tell myself. Now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just think it's funny all these people having really strong opinions when they are like questionable at best. And so we'll continue to see that. And I think that's like one of the fun things about reality shows too, is that nobody really has an accurate representation of who they are on TV. Yeah. You know, they're not like, well, who would trust me? I've cheated multiple times and got busted. Like they don't ever think that. So it's kind of amazing because it's like, yeah, man, keep talking. This is hysterical. And true, but mainly funny to me when, like, you know, it's like, yeah, man, we watched you cheat like 4 or 5 times on Doty, on Rachel. I mean, listen, I hope Allie is the love of your life and you never cheat on her, but the odds are in her favor at this point.
You know, he might be like actively cheating. He just like sent a girl home and then he sits for his thing.
But by the way, in his head, he could rationalize that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we never.
That's not a girl in the group. That was just someone I met on a random Saturday.
That was okay because she's not on TV. It's very different. But we all rationalize ourselves because none of us want to ever admit to ourselves that we're the bad person.
Right.
Like we will rationalize things until the cows come home. And I'm curious. This is where I'm curious. And I don't think we're going to find this out for a while. I'm curious how Sandoval rationalized any of this overall. Like I'm really curious what his rationale is. And that's what I'm waiting to find out, because I know what we all think. I mean, I know where we're all headed. I want to know where he's at and his thought process is, because he sure thinks a lot about all these other projects and stuff like that. What does he think about this?
I'm interested too, but I don't know if we'll have like an honest and true answer. Not to say that he'll lie, but I think it'll be whatever lie he's been telling himself. Like it might even be, they might even bring up things that is truly not a reason or an excuse, like, oh, well, Ariana and I, we've been having less intimate moments or whatever.
We've already seen that scene on Vanderpump Rules we've seen them go through.
And that. I'm just saying, like, is that he's going to bring that up and make that his excuse? Like, I just don't know that he's going to tell us the truth. And again, because he's lying to himself, because ultimately it's not, he and Ariana aren't having enough sex. It's not the pressures of whatever. It is, he wanted to feel good about himself, and this was the way that someone strokes his ego. You know what I mean? Like, it'll ultimately be something deep within himself.
And you know what's crazy is that Schwartz said that in this season already of like, I don't need to go to therapy. This bar's my therapy. And it's like, no, motherfucker, therapy is therapy. And you both should get into it. I don't care if you go together, but like this bar and your band and all that stuff, that is not therapy.
Right.
You guys need to get into actual therapy and start looking at why you would do this to the people that you love the most. Like Schwartz keeps even saying in the show of like, oh, it feels like I'm cheating, if anything, with Raquel. It's like, what did it feel like when you were actually cheating? Did that feel like cheating? Like that you were okay with, but now it's like, I want to think about Katie's feelings. It's like, wow, all it took was a divorce for you to give a shit all of a sudden about her?
Right. Seriously. I mean, I will never, ever forget the time that he like went off and called her all sorts of things and talked about her looks, her weight. And I was like, look, Katie's 1,000 times prettier than you, first of all. Like, you need to understand this, Schwartz.
I think Schwartz is a very good-looking dude. I mean, but
I'm not calling him.
And all the friends that are girls think he's hot too. So like, I do know he's good-looking.
I'm not saying he's not good-looking. Just the way that he was talking about Katie, I'm like, but she's stunning. I don't know if you've like ever like really looked at Katie.
Like, what I have. I take pictures and I look at them every night for hours.
But she is stunning. She has a very, very, very gorgeous face. Like, even when she's doing the least, she's beautiful.
And she's
like incredible bone structure.
She's the prettiest this season. I mean, like, talk about a glow up. Like, I mean, like, honestly, I don't know what it is about, like, I mean, like, what Nicole Kidman, a heartbreak is good in a place like this or something, but like, is. I mean, really, just there is a glow about her that is very different than other seasons. Or maybe, like, I wonder if that also is part of like, all of a sudden I respect Katie so much more because she did this for herself. And I think sometimes that's attractive as well.
Yeah. I mean, when someone's likable, they look better too, right? A more likable character will appear more good looking. But no, I'm just like, why you're saying these horrible things to her and she's literally gorgeous.
Well, guys, we didn't get to any other pop culture stories, but I got to say, this is the pop culture story of the week. There is nothing else. I could tell you about Erika Jayne doing a residency in Vegas. I could tell you about Rolling Loud, where Travis Scott played and got cut off early last night. I could tell you a lot of these other things. Justin Bieber, Selena, Haley, none of it really holds a candle to this. So this was a very special episode of So Bad It's Good because there really is nothing else that I would really get into talking about. We do have a new episode of Summer House on tonight that is wild. I got to see an advanced copy and it's insane. And I believe Andrea, I interviewed Andrea, so that might be, I might have pieces of that in this before. I don't know. But regardless, this is the number one story. Dana, your account has blown up. I was thinking about this with you. The reality is another podcast sent me this thing of like Raquel's like high school photos of when she was Rachel. And I reposted it and it's not my post. I reposted it. I thought, oh, that's funny. And then, some lady, it's so funny, man. Cause I don't I'll say pointed things about reality stars. Some lady goes, "You're gross being a man and posting this. And by the way, you're ugly." And I was like, do you get hate like that? I always love it. Cause then I go to look at the person. It's like, listen, I don't love to jump, but I'm like, this person wasn't like amazing looking. Just like, well, that's really, it's even kind of funnier. I don't think I'm good looking, but like the fact of like, that's how you get back at somebody. Also, that wasn't my post. Like I didn't like that wasn't me, but also I still think it's funny.
Right.
I still thought it was funny, but like, sorry that you didn't agree. And this is how you go about things. And it's very interesting. You know, you even have a way bigger account than I do. Do you see a lot of negative things?
I mean, I would say the majority of the community I've built has been really positive. But yeah, when I post, sometimes I'll get, "Why are you even talking? You're so ugly. You talk about this because you're ugly." I've even had celebrities do that to me. So
Which celebrity said you were ugly? I think I know that singer. Yeah.
Or like, which is hilarious because we actually kind of favor each other in terms of how we look. But her response to me saying, you know, she looks great. She's had, you know, it looks like she's had this work done was, "You're so sad because you're ugly." And I was like, okay.
Those are great things. Like, yeah, I am sad I'm old and like, I would love to be better looking, but I think I do this out of, deep inert misery. Like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? I do this for the right reasons. I do this because I'm miserable, not because I'm old and ugly. Like, I mean, those are nice, like, side things, but that's not the main reason I do this at all. I just think it's very interesting how you stand up for somebody else by then you think you're standing up for somebody else, but then you end up being ruder than the actual thing that you're standing up for. Right. And that's what's like so hard when you go to bed at night and you're like, oh, there's fucking crazy people out there. You should be able to have some kind of general knowledge on how to use the app that you're on. Like that you, when you know, like, oh, this is a repost of this, or this is like you, some people don't seem to have a general understanding of what they're like. I have that Hilaria Baldwin, reel that's like up there that I still get every day of like, "Hillary, it's me. Stay in there. I'm like, this isn't Hillary's account. Like, you can see who's posting this account. Like, wait, where's the disconnect here? Where's the disconnect? Like, how little are people actually looking into things? And that's what's scary because you realize you could literally make up anything these days.
No. Okay. So I think is it called straw man argument when someone like throws in like something completely random that has nothing to do with what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I'll have people who are like, you know, they'll comment on whatever my post is. And it'll be like, "Oh, you're just miserable or you're ugly, whatever." I'm like, okay, but that's not what this post is about. And then they'll usually say something crazy. Like recently this girl was like, the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, and you're posting this. And I was like, how did we get from here's my post, you decided that I'm only doing this because I'm miserable and ugly. And when I said, "Hey, that's not what this post is about," suddenly it's, "Yeah, you're posting this shit when, you know, all these crazy things are happening in the world." And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I guess I will never, ever, ever post ever when anything is happening in the outside world. So like I'll never post because there's always an earthquake or a hurricane or something happening. I guess I'll just never post ever.
I mean, that's I don't know. Like it's interesting to then, I don't know. So even taking it from that stand, imagine what Ariana's going through. Imagine what all these people, like imagine.
Well, that's why she deleted all that.
Yeah. Which by the way, talk about one of the smartest decisions. Like talk about somebody that is smarter than I am. Like I probably would not do that. And it's the smartest thing that she could possibly do.
Right. So I want to know, did she do it? Did her PR person do it? And if so, was her PR person also Tom's and they like fired him? That's why he's handling this so badly. Like what happened there?
I have zero clue, but I will say if you like look at Ariana's post and if you look at like Ariana, it doesn't seem like it's I don't feel like there's like major PR involved in her account. And I do know Ariana is a big TikTok, or I mean in terms of looking at TikToks, I know she does love to look, you know, mess around on TikTok a lot. I do know, but like, you know, social media, I think they've learned lessons through the years too of like it can be extremely hurtful and you just find yourself getting upset at things. So but anyways, this week you guys send out as much positivity to Ariana as possible. Just skip Tom entirely. And IG Famous by Dana is the account. You know her. You love her. Dana Amari. What else is coming up for you that we should be supporting? What else is going on?
Honestly, I don't know. Right now, I'm just, you know, watching all these shows and excited to see about that. So we definitely need to come back after the reunion.
Yeah, come back. We'll come back after. I mean, like this, I will continue to talk for the rest of however long I do this. But this was, I'm so glad.
We really need to talk about Erica, Jane, and Ozempic.
By the way, we finally did one without talking about Ozempic. So we will talk about that at another time because I have a whole nother hour about that in me. But this was kind of the forefront. So if you guys don't watch Vanderpump Rules, you're like, that was a really weird conversation. I get it. No, but the majority of people do. So I hope you will allow us today. And Dana, thank you so much for taking your time out of a Sunday. I really appreciate it. And by the way, go put a GoPro on your dude right now. Right now.
Thanks, Ryan.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Betches.